So you want to launch a subscription box and don't know where to start? Girl, you are in the right place. I'm Julie Ball.
And I'm Renee Gonzalez, your host here at Subscription Box Basics, a podcast for new and aspiring subscription box entrepreneurs wanting to avoid overwhelm. So grab a coffee, some pen and paper, and let's have some fun.
Welcome back to Subscription Box Basics. This is Renee Gonzalez, your marketing coach. And if you are listening to this episode live, Happy New Year. We are officially 1 week into the new year. If you are watching and you stumbled upon it down the road, this podcast episode will still be very relevant for you because today we are taking action. This is an episode where you will need a pen and paper ready to go because we are going to take action and refresh your website because before you can start to market to your audience, before you can grow those subscribers, you need somewhere where your audience can go to purchase your box. And it is sometimes a step that gets neglected. Once you create your website, you forget all about it. And if you are thinking, how do you know that you are talking to me? I haven't updated my website once since I launched. Do not worry. Because that is what today's episode is all about. We are going to sit down together, you and me, and go through a couple things that I think you should do right now and really get your website all up to date and ready to rock to make 2023, can you believe it, 2023, the best year yet for you and for your subscription box. So thank you for listening today. I am so excited to be taking over the mic again, and I'm ready. I'm fresh off of vacation. I spent the new year in Hawaii with my family and then came home to, I'm from Northern California, the biggest storm we've seen in years. So instantly got brought back to reality with more than reality, with unusual rain and weather and flooding. So I'm all nice and cozy and ready to sit down with you and refresh your website. So step number one is if you refreshed your website for the holidays, if you put up new pictures, if you mentioned sales or discounts that you were doing during the holiday season in November and December, now is the time to check and make sure you are off holiday mode and back to regular business mode. So if you have any holiday-related pictures or holiday-related sales, go and make sure those are removed from your website. Also, you may have put a banner mentioning a sale across the top or a pop-up. Make sure those are disabled and back to your regular offerings. If you had a lead magnet that was holiday-related, it is time to change that back to your regular lead magnet. If you are listening and you do not have a lead magnet to collect emails that is linked to your website, you have extra homework right now because you need to start the year with some sort of lead magnet collecting emails for your website. We've done past episodes on this. I can do future episodes on this or help you if you DM us at our Instagram at Subscription Box Basics and have questions, but you need a lead magnet and you need it linked on your website. If you feel overwhelmed right now, take a deep breath and relax. And it does not have to be overwhelming, especially if it's linked on your website. If it is something that it is too much for you right now, and you don't want to create a PDF or create some sort of thing that'll take you too long, you can simply have them fill out their email as a pop-up and receive 10% off their box or free shipping on their box. Think of something where it is a little off the top for you. So it gives them a discount or some sort of offering, but is still enticing enough for them that makes them want to give you your email so you can nurture them and really tell them why your box is right for them. So if you have anything holiday related, now is the time to change that back to regular rest of the year related. And if you do not have a lead magnet, extra homework for you is to get a lead magnet up collecting emails for 2023. Number two, we're moving right along here. If you have a copyright year on your footer of your website, and again, extra homework if you do not have one, because now is the time to update it to the current year. So if it was 2022, update it to 2023. If you had a range like 2015 to 2022, extend your range out to the current year. You can have that copyright down on your website. I am not an expert in this, but I do know that you can have it there because you are creating content that is unique to yourself. So definitely in that footer, get a date up and get the copyright symbol. You can find it online and copy and paste it. You can create it with your computer. Definitely get that up there so you protect yourself. And again, I am not an expert in this, but that needs to be updated. And I am an expert in marketing. So definitely get that updated on your website. And that is something that you want to make sure that you do going into the new year or whenever you are listening to this website refresh. All right. So we've got holiday items off. You updated your copyright. The next step is to look for other dates or other statistics that may be out of date. So if you mentioned you've been in business, box business for 1 year, maybe it's time to update it to two. If you talk about how many boxes you've sent out or where your reach is, maybe you mentioned you ship to 12 states, but now since the last time you did that, it's up to 20 states, or you're shipping to every state in the United States. Go through your website on each of your pages, especially your About Me page, because that is where you'll probably find more statistics and date or number related facts. And just do a quick scan, make sure everything is up to date. You're going to want when people to go to your website for them not to immediately be turned off because something seems out of date or that it hasn't been updated in a while. This will just take some combing over, but make sure that all of your statistics are up to date. The next thing I want you to do is check for links. I need you to make sure they're still active and they're still live. Off the top of my head, what I think of is your social links. So if you have quick links or icons that redirect to your Instagram page or your Facebook page, click those links and make sure that they're still directing. It could be something that your website refreshed and changed and now they're not working, or maybe they didn't work from the beginning, but you didn't test them. So you need to know. So test all those links and make sure that they still go to your social pages. Look again, comb over and make sure any links you mention are pointing people in the right direction and it is not a broken link. You can take this one step further and we can do a whole nother episode on updating your social pages because that is also something you should do this time of year. But go to your social pages right now and see any links to your website that you have in the profile or pinned somewhere. Make sure those are actually directing to your website too, because if people can't get to your website because your links are broken, then you're not going to get sales. And you need to get sales. We want you to get sales. So check links. really step into the shoes of your potential subscriber and think of where they would go and where they would click, and make sure when they're clicking those spaces and those places that they're actually getting directed to your website so they can purchase from you. And then the next thing we are going to do, this one is something that you may have already done when you were taking things off that was holiday related, but if not, it is time to refresh your pictures. If you launched a year ago or 9 months ago and you haven't put up new pictures since that very first box, get some new pictures on there. Maybe refresh your pictures from your latest few boxes. Maybe you have a gallery page with past boxes, but it only has boxes from 6+ months ago. Now is the time to really give them a picture of your latest and greatest boxes and let them see what is past. And then bonus, if you're updating those pictures with current things and you have a one-time shop, if they want those items because they look so awesome in your pictures, they might go to your one-time shop to see that they're still available. Updating your one-time shop isn't something you do on the regular or isn't something you've done yet. Think if you can add that onto your plate or add the capacity of a one-time shop to get rid of excess inventory and to get you some more sales and more cash flow. So go update those pictures. If you do not have a one-time shop, sit down and consider it as something you add in 2023 to move extra inventory and get everything all refreshed. And then we're moving really fast. So I hope you are taking notes. If not, this is going to be a short episode so you can listen to it again. You can go to the show notes and it'll be written out there for you. But today is all about taking action and getting your website refreshed for the new year. So we are going to move fast through that so you can take action fast. So the next thing I am having you do is gather new testimonials. Your current subscribers are your biggest fans. They're with you month to month. They give praise from the mountaintops when they enjoy something. They give feedback when they wish something could be a little better. It is time to gather new testimonials from them. You can use these testimonials on your social and on your website. You can ask for it in the form of a survey and then take that feedback from the boxes they received in 2022 and move forward when creating new boxes. With that new feedback, it is so important to know what your subscribers think, because you as a business owner have an idea and you can tell the beat when you put something out and get feedback back from month to month. But really sending out a survey or a form to collect testimonials really gives your subscribers the opportunity to really be honest with you and let them know when you put it out there in the form of an email, or if you have a private Facebook group, you could drop a link in there and really let them know that all feedback is accepted and appreciated, because you're really trying to be the best for them and really take each piece of advice and maybe even criticism that they give you and really look at it non-objectively and think, oh, hey, this is what they're saying. Can this help me become a better box owner in the new year and create better boxes when I'm curating for them? Because that feedback is priceless for you. You really need to know what is working so you can continue to do it, and what could improve a little bit so you can improve on it for them. So your number one action step, if you do nothing more when listening from this episode, I want you to do this. And it is ask your current subscribers for their feedback and collect testimonials that you can then put on your website if needed, but also just use internally for moving forward in curating boxes. So that is almost your last one more. After you did all of that, we sped through this episode. We rattled them off fast. It's going to take you a little time, not too much. It'll take you a little time, but it will come back tenfold because your website will be refreshed and all ready for those new subscribers to shop. I want you to also look at it on a mobile device, on your cell phone, and then on a desktop or laptop for the desktop view as well. Make sure it is user-friendly on both places. So do not just look on your laptop or your desktop. Do not just look on your phone. Really make sure there's no awkward spacing on one versus the other. Really check the links and user functionality on both places, because we shop now, and you know this, being a consumer, you shop on both your desktop or laptop and your phone. So you really want your website to be optimized in both places. And then that will be your final step for this episode, for updating and refreshing your website in the new year. If you, again, are listening live to this, set a date. You could do it today. It does not have to take very much time. It should be done today, because the sooner the better to get things updated. But set a date within the next week and get the work done. Do the work. It doesn't take long. When you set out that call for testimonials, give your subscribers a deadline. Let them know you would like information back in the next 48 hours, the next week. Give them a deadline to put some urgency on it so they can give you feedback sooner than later and you can collect that. But take action this week on updating your website. It will help you. It will give you an idea too of what you can do moving forward, and really set a date, maybe quarterly. You have in your calendar this, or in your planner, the start of each quarter, you do this. It could take no more than an hour if you stay up to date on things with refreshing. So make this something that you do at the start of each month or the start of each quarter, so your website can be optimized. When you do all that hard work to send people to your website, you want them to have a good experience and an easy experience making a purchase with you. So this is super important and something that needs to be done this week. I am going to help keep you accountable by encouraging you to do the work and then send me through our DMs your website. So at our Instagram DMs at Subscription Box Basics, send me your website. Just let us know that you listened to this week's episode and here's your website link so we can see your website too. And I would love to see the updates that you did and chat a little bit about it there with you as well. So I am here to help keep you accountable. I cannot wait for next week's episode. There are some really good things coming in 2023. I cannot wait for you to learn more about or you to join. So if you haven't yet, make sure you listen to the past couple of episodes, because we give a few teasers there and we talk about some new things that are coming, and then tune back in for next week. Thank you so much for listening. Go refresh your website and I will talk to you soon. Bye.